From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 8th, 2017. This week, those sounds of a riffle in a stream, rapids in a large river, and waves on a lakeshore set a habitat stage for learning about a diverse and unusual group of aquatic insects. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to a series of mystery names, and see if you can guess this insect group.
Common burrower, rush-legged.
Little stout crawler, spiny crawler.
Small square gill, prong-gilled.
Small minnow, primitive minnow.
If you guessed mayflies, you're right. You've been listening to the names of 9 kinds of mayflies, part of the over 670 species found in North America. The names were shouted out by students from Patrick County High School, located in Stuart, Virginia, during a visit to Virginia Tech on March 31, 2017. Scientists categorize insects into about 30 large groups known as orders. The order of mayflies is called Ephemeroptera, based on the Greek word ephemeros, meaning lasts only a day. That name refers to the very short adult phase of a mayfly's life cycle, typically about 24 hours, just long enough to find mates and reproduce. The mating occurs in large swarms of adults emerging simultaneously. Swarms so large along big rivers like the Mississippi that they've been known to cover roadways and bridges. For many species, the mating swarms occur around the month of May, giving mayflies their common name. Before this short adult phase, mayflies live as aquatic larvae, also called nymphs in this insect order. For most species, this phase lasts a few months. As a group, mayfly larvae live in practically any freshwater habitat you can imagine. Most species prefer stones, wood, or other materials in fast-flowing water, but others prefer slower water or even the relatively still water of lakes or ponds. In these habitats, mayflies are important parts of food webs, typically eating organic debris or algae, and in turn being eaten by fish and many other predators. Their role as prey for game fish makes mayflies a popular model for fly fishing lures. And the diversity and abundance of mayflies in many aquatic habitats make them valuable for biological monitoring of water quality. Variety, enormous mating swarms, ecological importance, angling fame. There's a lot to discover about
mayflies.
Thanks to Patrick County High School students and the school's Dan River Basin Association Club for lending their voices to this episode. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.